EQX Sunday Brunch, it's Joy. Thanks for joining us this morning as we talk to some folks from Bennington Museum. Dina Mallory is the Director of Public Programs at the museum. There's ongoing exhibits and there's always new things going on, including the For the Love of Vermont exhibition, which you may have heard about, BenningtonMuseum.org. for all the details. And Dina, just off mic, we were just talking about how you really, being in Vermont and of course Bennington, you really want to have this relationship and ongoing exhibition opportunities with people from Vermont, cultures from Vermont. And that's Jay Craven, who's a Vermont filmmaker. That's kind of how he's come into this whole fold with his movie coming to premiere this Friday night, yeah?
Yeah, so, you know, part of our mission is to celebrate the creativity of our region. And, you know, when I say our region, it's not just Vermont, because we're down here in the southwest corner. It includes parts of New York and Massachusetts, of course, but to celebrate the creativity of our region in all its forms. So we don't just think about the visual arts. We also think about, you know, we have concerts, we have authors' presentations, and we work with filmmakers to be able to screen their work. So we've actually been working with Jay for many, many years. Actually, I think probably the first year I started there, 18 years ago, was the first time we met, showing one of his films. They're always very popular, so I will encourage people to hop online soon and get their tickets. We're selling a lot of them. So if you want to come see this film, make sure you buy your tickets soon.
Okay. So Vermont filmmaker Jay Craven, this Friday night, Jack London's Martin Eden with a film screening at the Bennington Museum. What time's that? Is that in the evening?
Yep. It starts at 7 o'clock. Okay. And Jay will be there. So we'll show the film, and Jay will be able to, you know, answer questions afterwards. And we're even providing free popcorn.
All right. So Jay, how did you decide on this for a topic? Jack London's Martin Eden.
Well, because I work with students, for one thing, I want material that is rich culturally and that students can dig into and sort of bring their own interpretations of the material to the discussions that we have. It's very much a dialogue-based program. And in the case of Jack London, he's always fascinated me as a writer. He's the most popular writer in America at the turn of the 20th century. He was the first celebrity writer. He was the first millionaire writer. And he also fashioned himself as maybe a socialist until he found out that he might have to give up some of his money. And then he was a little bit less enthusiastic about it. But in any case, you know, we know him for his sort of two-fisted adventure dramas, Call of the Wild, White Fang, pictures like that. But he was a very prolific writer, wrote loads of short stories. This was back in an era also when a lot of fiction made its first appearance in magazines, including serialized magazines. In fact, Martin Eden first appeared as, you know, a serial that was running for weeks on end in a number of popular magazines.
What year did this come out, this book?
I think it came out in 1909. London's an interesting writer because he sort of bridges two periods in American literature, from the naturalism of the 19th century into the modernism of the early 20th century. He influenced Hemingway, he influenced F. Scott Fitzgerald, he influenced Norman Mailer, the writer Susan Sontag, important feminist writer from the 1960s, 70s, claimed that she became a writer after reading Martin Eden, was just caught up in the romance and the struggle of the, you know, writer trying to get recognized and validated through their work. So he's an important writer historically, and I liked working with period stories set in earlier times, both in Vermont and New England. We've taken the Jack London story, which was initially developed for Oakland, California, and brought it to a New England setting. Also, I have a new film that'll be out next summer.
Yes.
As we start to think of the 250th anniversary of Vermont, which is called Lost Nation, and it tells the parallel stories that overlap a bit of Ethan Allen, founding father of Vermont, and Lucy Terry Prince, whose poem, Bar's Fight, about the 1746 Deerfield Massacre, is the first known piece of African-American literature in this country, but who settled around Guilford, Vermont. The research that we did into these parallel histories is really quite fascinating, and I think people will see things about Ethan Allen maybe they didn't know, and certainly not many people do know about Lucy Terry Prince. So it's an opportunity, as we approach the 250th anniversary, to have some fresh conversations about our own history, both racial diversity on day one of Vermont, but also Ethan Allen, you know, this larger than life character who was known as a wheeler and a dealer and certainly very much committed to struggling to get Vermont out of the hands of New York landlords and did so effectively so that Vermont exists. It's an adventure story. There's a little touch of the Western in it. It was a turbulent time. Ethan Allen invaded Guilford and Brattleboro twice with 250 soldiers, you know, and went door to door because that area of southeastern Vermont was a holdout against the state, did not agree to abide by Vermont laws, and was loyal to New York. Strangely, the settlers in Vermont who settled farthest west were connected to New Hampshire, and the settlers farthest east were connected to New York. Strangely, but that's sort of the way it happened.
Oh, Jay Craven, Vermont filmmaker. We will look forward to Lost Nation, perhaps another screening at the Bennington Museum. Right now, we're talking about the one you have screening this coming Friday. Right now, as I look on the
I
look on the calendar, I'm like, oh my gosh, September's really coming to an end as September 29th rolls out of my mouth at the Bennington Museum, 7 p.m. this Friday night. Get your tickets through BenningtonMuseum.org for Jack London's Martin Eden and director Jay Craven, Vermont filmmaker Jay Craven. You live up in the Northeast Kingdom, right?
Yeah, town of Peacham.
All right, town of Peacham, love it.
The place where Thaddeus Stevens came to live and teach.
Gosh, you are
another famous Vermonter, one of the great radical abolitionists and member of Congress.
What a wealth of knowledge you are, a wealth of arts and expression you are, Jay. Cool that you are involved with the Bennington Museum for screening your films and stuff. So this Friday night, Jack London's Martin Eden with a cast that Jay assembled and filmed in Nantucket, Massachusetts. BenningtonMuseum.org. It's the Sunday Brunch on EQX.